Hey, I'm Josh Barrow, your new host of Left, Right, and Center. Every week, join Rich Lowry, Bob Scheer, and me for a contentious yet civilized debate of the week's big political stories, from ISIS to the U.S. economy to this 47-candidate presidential election we're having. You can find Left, Right, and Center on KCRW's iTunes page.
I'm Barbara Bogave, and for Warren Olney with Which Way LA. Mayor Garcetti's Clean Streets initiative launched last spring with the promise it would ensure the highest level of service to the neediest neighborhoods. But according to recent reports by the LA Times and the LA Daily News, the cleanup is slow in coming to many underserved LA zip codes. In fact, at least 15% of the time, complaints about illegally dumped refuse in certain neighborhoods are ignored completely by the Department of Sanitation. Now, City Council is demanding the Sanitation Department account for its practices and form a plan to prevent disparity in services. Ben Poston is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. He co-authored the story about uneven city services in that paper, and it's good of you to join us.
Thanks for having me.
So just how big are the inequities in street cleaning between communities in the city? Who's getting the attention and who gets ignored?
Yeah, we looked at data going back to 2010, and if it appears through the city's 3-1-1 data that residents in Central, Northeast, and South LA are getting much worse service than the Valley, the West Side, and the Harbor region. It's a very stark difference. It's something usually you don't see in data, where those other parts of the city were getting things picked up 99% of the time, but in those areas that I mentioned, it was about one-third of the time they were not being picked up.
So did the data show that this is always determined by residents' relative wealth, or is there sometimes just no rhyme or reason to who gets the attention of the sanitation department and who doesn't?
Yeah, so in those areas that I mentioned, there are some wealthier neighborhoods, but the majority were low-income neighborhoods. I don't think that's completely driving the inequity. But we asked sanitation and public works to sort of explain these differences, and we couldn't really, get a clear answer on it. If it was the areas that we found correspond to two sanitation districts, the North Central and South Central, but we're really still kind of, trying to get answers ourselves.
And just so we can all picture this, you describe an alley off of East 108th Street in the Green Meadows neighborhood of South LA. What does it look like, and just how representative is it of this disparity?
Yeah, when I was there on that morning with the sanitation Clean Streets crew, it was full. It's like, hundreds of other alleys I saw in South LA. It's full of charred furniture, construction debris, tires, dirty diapers, food, used clothing, and had been piling up for over a year. And if you look in the city's data, you can see that there were about 20 requests that had come in on that alley alone that had just been left open until, that day when they were out there cleaning.
Well, since 2010, you report that the situation has improved a little bit. I think it went from 20% of the time you don't get an answer to 15% of the time when you complain about these bulky items illegally dumped on the street. So what accounted for this improvement, and is it a trend?
Yeah, it did improve. And I think the Clean Streets initiative, which started last November, the city sanitation, they got $5 million to fund these cleanup crews. And I think that is a big part of what's driving the improvement, is they actually, they got some funding and they're out there more actively picking up the illegal dumping.
Ben Poston, he's staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Marquise Harris Dawson is a newly elected city councilman representing the 8th District in South L.A., and that includes Baldwin Hills, West Adams, and Crenshaw. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, what kind of a problem is uneven street cleaning in the 8th District?
Well, street cleaning in the 8th District is a big, big problem that we heard about beginning 2 years ago when we began to run for office. Almost every neighborhood you went to in the district, no matter what the income of the neighborhood was, and we have varying levels of income in the district, folks talked about slow service, no service, or inadequate service. And so when we got elected, immediately we went to work with the sanitation department and tried to build relationships there with folks to find out how, in fact, the system worked. and to identify problems. I think, you know, we're very excited to see the article in the LA Times because it was sort of third-party validation for what neighbors and we as even city council staff have been seeing.
So how much do you see this as a question of inequity based on wealth or a troubled and inefficient sanitation department?
Well, I see it as a mix of both. I think, you know, the city of Los Angeles is you know, very old, and I like to let people know that there are folks working in sanitation now that were there when I was in elementary school, and the world has changed dramatically since that time. And I think our departments across the city are slower than we should be to adapt to both the new world and the new technology. I mean, one of the most disturbing things about the report was not only was there no response, there wasn't even a call to say, hey, that's too much trash, or we think they're hazardous materials, or we just don't have staff to answer your call. So I think, you know, basic customer relations management is an inefficiency in the city system. And I do think that we have a tradition of inequity in Los Angeles that has not been completely rooted out. And so those of us who are charged with managing the city now have to be vigilant about rooting that out wherever we find it.
And how would you describe the problem, the garbage problem? I mean, are we talking kind of a third world-esque level in some of the neighborhoods that you represent?
You know, I wouldn't say third world, but I'd definitely say second world, trending towards third world. You know, certainly another topic that's big on the city, the situation that we're allowing to exist with homelessness, taken together with the problem of dumping and accumulation of trash in certain alleys and other public right-of-ways, does get you to second world conditions.
And what is City Council calling for the sanitation department to do to address this?
Well, we're asking them to take a hard look at us, look at what's happening, and give us some recommendations for how it can be fixed. Whenever you have a study like this, like the Times has uncovered, you generally go through a process where, you know, the people involved say, "Well, oh my God, we don't wake up in the morning and say, hey, we're going to screw South LA and downtown and Eagle Rock and, you know, treat the people in West LA good." So how did this happen, right? So we want to give them the time and space to unpack how it's happened. And most importantly, to get it to propose something to fix it. And it's, you know, it's our job on the city council to create the material conditions to allow them to do that.
Marquise Harris Dawson, he is the city councilman representing the 8th District in South LA. Kevin James joins us now. He's president of the Board of Public Works, which, of course, the sanitation department is part of. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, why are some parts of the city having more trouble getting street cleaning services than others?
Well, I think traditionally there has been a greater need for these services in parts across the city. One of the things that Mayor Garcetti did immediately upon taking office was make this and solving these problems a priority of the administration. That's why in the mayor's first budget you see the $5 million for the Clean Streets Initiative program. In addition, I would add that one of the things that the Bureau of Sanitation did in working with a number of the council districts across the city was to, and this is, I think, what cost some of the responses or cost longer response times, is we went across the and did hotspot pickup of trash around the city of Los Angeles. So you see the tonnage picked up around the city, significantly greater tonnage in Council District 9, Council District 8, Council District 1. You have 2,900 tons picked up in Council District 9 versus, say, 50 tons in one of the council districts in the valley. So the actual work, the tonnage, is significant for what the Bureau of Sanitation has done. And in doing that, they have not done, frankly, the job that we would like to see them do in responding to the service requests that have come in, even from those very districts.
Well, it almost sounds as if there's an issue of blaming the victim a bit in that answer. I mean, are you blaming the people who live there?
Why
is there more dumping in poorer neighborhoods? Why is there more tonnage?
Well, there's there was more tonnage. There just was more tonnage in those districts. It's not a matter of blaming the victim. It's a matter of that's where the greatest need was. And so because those hot spots existed, we sent our services to those areas. And the tonnage results provide the amount that was picked up in Council Districts 1, 8, 9, and then when you add 14 or 15 to that, you're looking at 84% of the amount of trash that was picked up in that fiscal year. It's just where the needs have been, and one of the reasons for the Clean Streets Initiative is to actually go out and respond where the need is greatest.
Well, what about City Council's proposed reforms, then, to the sanitation department? Are they reasonable? Are they needed?
Of course they're reasonable. In addition to what the City Council has asked for, the mayor called, you know, when the mayor got information about the story that the LA Times did, the mayor immediately called for an internal investigation. The internal investigation resulted in 8 findings by the mayor's office and 7 action items. So and many of them, I am confident, will be consistent with what the City Council has asked for and what the City Council will want in return for solving the problem. So the council's action is reasonable. The Bureau of Sanitation wants no greater than anybody else to solve the data problems that have existed and to be able to demonstrate that the hard work of the men and women at the Bureau of Sanitation is being completed across the city as it should be.
Kevin James, president of the Board of Public Works. Let's bring in Morris Pichon now. He lives in Pacoima, where he co-edits a local newsletter called Pacoima Today, and he has been fighting trash problems for decades now. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, what do you think of Board President of the Public Works, Kevin James' defense of this uneven delivery of sanitation services?
It's been my experience over the past 20 years that we would call, I would personally call, about trash, and it would take 5, 6, 7 weeks in order to get it picked up. I drive through other areas of the city. I live here in the valley, so I go through Encino, Reseda, and all these other places, and I seldom see sofas, furniture, mattresses in front of every apartment building or condo complex, and it sit there for weeks. Now, I can't say that the managers are actually calling the Department of Sanitation and having bulk trash pickup remove the items. I can't say that because I don't know. But the deal is, it's the same places around the first of the month, every month, that just loads sometimes 2 or 3 apartments full of furniture outside.
Well, as I said, you've been dealing with this for 30 years. You heard all of our guests say that improvements have been made. Are you seeing them in Pacoima?
Yes, I have. I've seen them in Pacoima recently, but the streets are still full of trash, mattresses. I just passed a place that had 8 mattresses in front of it. I don't know what they did, who they talked to, or whatever. But I'm a private citizen, and what I normally do is go home, call 311, talk to them for 10, 15 minutes reporting sites. I send emails to the Department of Sanitation.
I bet your name is well known there by this point.
Oh, yeah.
Morris Pichon, he's a resident
of Pacoima. They know that I exist. Most people haven't seen me, but they know that I exist.
Resident of Pacoima. Ben Poston, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Is this way to get trash picked up in L.A.? Via Morris Pichon?
You know, I was just looking at his area, and they did lag. Eastern Valley did lag on a bulky item pickup, so there's that. Yeah, I don't know. That may be a question for Kevin James.
Kevin James?
I'm sorry.
What should residents do to?
Well, I was going to tell Morris. Morris could call me directly. My LA 311 system is a system that the residents can access. They can call our customer call center, And one of the things that that they can do by accessing MyLA 311 or calling the customer call center, let us know exactly where the item is, and it goes into our system. We are working on solving any of the prior problems and solving the backlog problems that have existed. We have the Bureau of Sanitation will track and make public all the service response times for abandoned waste requests across the city by regional waste shed. That's something that that has not been done previously. The sanitation will make public the tonnage picked up across the city and by waste shed. And one of the things that the mayor's requiring is sanitation to immediately reconcile and clear the backlog of the existing 30,000 requests, was 40,000, but 30,000 requests from 2010 to 2014 by November 30th, 2015.
Kevin James, president of the Board of Public Works. Ben Poston, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Are there hot times of the month, of the year, that people should be thinking about in very practical terms? For instance, tenants moving out at the end of the month. Does that trash act as an attractive nuisance that attracts more trash?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. I've talked to, you know, to council, you know, people like Councilman Harris Dawson about that. I mean, I think it's sort of that broken windows theory where people see that there's dumping in the alley, and they're like, "Well, I guess it's open for dumping." And I think when people do move out at the end of the month of larger apartment complexes in places like East Hollywood and Pico Union, there's a lot of bulky items that do collect. People just put, you know, couches and mattresses out on the curb, and a lot of times don't report it as bulky item, and then it gets reported as illegal dumping.
Ben Poston with the LA Times. Marquise Harris Dawson, city council person in the 8th District. You've been holding a lot of town halls on this issue, trying to get a sense of priorities around it. Just how angry are your constituents?
Well, folks are very angry, and I think at the deepest level, just hurt, because in our community, people don't view it as a issue of government and efficiency or reporting problems. People are very clear, and I think this is was one of the things that jumped out in the story as much as the bad service in our part of town was the good service in other parts of town. So we know that the apparatus has the ability to respond to people, at least at a very basic level. And so when people don't get a response, they feel just very disrespected. And then, you know, that disrespect and hurt grows to anger when you find a situation where, whoa, I called about this alley when it was one mattress. You know, now it's three mattresses, and now 10 people have called, and now it's 25 mattresses and 30 people have called. And years have passed, and you have all sorts of problems that when someone does show up, they tell you, well, this is so terrible, I can't handle it. It just sends smoke out of your ears.
And the issues, they go beyond sanitation. I mean, I've heard stories in Morris Pishon of Pacoima. You can tell us that there are no street signs for street cleaning on your street, I understand. And that's part of that you haven't had trash pickup in your neighborhood because of that?
No street sweeping signs on many, many of the streets, even some of the major streets like Glen Oaks Boulevard. There's no street sweeping signs. Osborne Boulevard, there's no street sweeping signs. And then when you talk about the little residential streets in between the big streets, many of them have no street sweeping signs.
So street cleaners, what do they do? They show up and can't, because cars are parked there, they
in
can't.
In front of my house, the street sweeper goes down towards Borden in the middle of the street. He make a U-turn. He come back down Tarabella and go on his way through the middle of the street. His broom is running, but he ain't picking up nothing because there's nothing in the middle of the street. It's at the curb, be it the paper, be it leaves or broken glass. It's at the curb. It's not in the center of the street. But they drive down. I guess they do what they're supposed to do. But if you can't get to the curb, how are you going to get anything done?
Right. Morris Pishon in Pacoima. Ben Poston with the LA Times. Have you heard of this? How common is that there isn't even street cleaning because of the lack of a city putting up signs?
Yeah, that's actually, you know, I did a story last year about that, how, you know, if you look at a map of the city, there are large swaths that do not receive regular street sweeping in residential areas. And that goes back to, you know, I don't think there's been a new one added since the late 90s. It has to be do with residents have to circulate petitions to actually get their area included for regular street sweeping. So we mapped every street sweeping parking ticket in the city, and you saw big disparities across the city.
And just briefly, because your reporting didn't just cover street cleaning and bulky trash pickup, you also looked at other city services like potholes and graffiti. Do you see the same kind of disparities across all of these services?
No, you know, it's really interesting. Every city service has its own kind of unique disparity. The illegal dumping we've already talked about. You know, when you look at the pothole patching, it tended to track in the kind of hillier neighborhoods. And I did a story a few years ago on, you know, street quality, like in terms of pavement quality. And some of these slower response times kind of tracked with those hillier streets and old neighborhoods like Silver Lake that have, and like Hancock Park, that have old concrete streets that are more problematic. And then we looked at bulky item pickup. And that had its own pattern where the, you know, Eastern Valley was slow and the harbor area was got very slow pickup. And then we looked at graffiti removal, and that had its kind of its own thing in kind of South LA and, you know, the mid-city area kind of lagged behind.
So it speaks to a big, complicated, and unique city.
Yeah.
With many unique corners.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much, Ben Postman, staff writer for the LA Times. Also, thanks to all of our guests, Marquise Harris-Dawson, city council person in the 8th District, Maurice Pichon, editor of the newsletter Pacoima Today, and Kevin James, president of the Board of Public Works. I appreciate it, all of you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.